Currently, I am joined by Tiggle, a.k.a. Dr. Shaw's Unusual Practice. How are you going?
Yeah, real good. How are you going?
I'm all right.
That's good.
Glad to chat.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
You have a brand new album out called The West, which is bloody fantastic.
Thanks.
Released on Mighthouse Records, which you run, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, me and Mart.
Oh.
Me and Mart. Martin.
How did that start? When did it start?
That started actually 2 years ago. I just noticed I got a poster on my wall from our launch party. We had a bit of a launch party warehouse shindig, and there's a poster on the wall, and it was on the 17th of June, 2017. I just saw it yesterday, and I was like, hey, that's 2 years.
Oh, that was a bit of a fateful moment.
It was. Yeah, so it kind of started out as we had this warehouse space, me and my brother and my good friend Jack, who also plays in Dr. Shaw's. And we had a studio there, and we used to put on events and exhibitions. It was just a bit of a DIY space. And so Mart House was initially the name of the warehouse and the studio. And eventually, when that shut down, it kind of became more about the label side of things, because we'd put out a couple of our own releases, Crocodile and Hot Sludge Fun Day and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, when the warehouse shut down, we were like,
oh.
Yeah, the focus went more onto onto the label than the studio kind of vibe.
Totally. And obviously that means you have, like, complete creative control over stuff you make. How is that? Because some people obviously don't get that, but they still can have their limits to what they do creatively, but it'd be a whole different space doing it all on your own without anyone telling you, nah.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I don't know how much of that really happens in our, like, the style of music that
we're
making, stuff like that anyway, you know. I mean, maybe there's the big wigs pulling the strings behind the scenes, but it's good. It's kind of like, it was with this project particularly, I kind of started it myself and recorded all the instruments and everything myself, so it was a bit of a different process than the normal kind of collaborative band situation. But it was fun. It was sick. It was nice. Just kind of, I didn't overthink anything, or it was just kind of like layering up and just, like you say, not really having anyone telling you.
Yeah.
Like, if they like that idea or anything, or even thinking about it, whether it's a good idea or just doing it.
You're just doing it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you've gained quite a lot of momentum over the past few months, because you only started in November, this band, wasn't it? And, it's been, like, you've got a really consistent visual branding, I suppose. Like, it's quite well put together. Where am I going with this? Were you working on the music and the concept of this project for a while, or before you started playing gigs as the band, or was it sort of ongoing and you're like, let's put this into a band format?
Yeah, it was kind of like when the warehouse shut down, I all of a sudden kind of found myself with a lot of time on my hands, and I started making these songs without really having an idea of, like, it being a band or anything. It was just kind of a bit of a release for me. And then I kind of all of a sudden I had a bunch of songs that I was like, I really like these songs, and I kind of, you know, I'd like to try and make it something. I didn't really know what that was going to be. And then when I got Jack and Miz and Jake on board, that was when it kind of became more of a serious thing, that I was like, oh, okay, this could, because they were really digging on the songs, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is, you know, maybe this is something I should put some, my energy into a bit more. And then I guess what was the other thing you said? Oh yeah, like with the visual stuff, it's just kind of an extension of, because, like I was saying before, it was kind of just my outlet and stuff. So I do a lot of I do tattooing and a lot of different art kind of stuff. So it was kind of just a place where I can just have it's just me, you know? So it's like the videos and the artwork and everything. It's just like kind of all the things that I do, but for the first time, like all in one.
Yeah, totally.
Package, you know?
Yeah, and because you obviously have videos for each song so far. When will we get the rest? Is there a timeline or are you just going with it when it comes to you?
Kinda. I did. That was one thing that around the same time as when I got the band together, I was getting into video stuff. I bought myself a half-decent camera and was just experimenting with video stuff, and I started writing these weird little, like, short film ideas, like surrealist short film kind of things. And then eventually, yeah, it was kind of, it just made sense to like marry those two projects. I had all these little film ideas and I had all these songs, and I was like, oh, let's
mash them together
and make it all one thing.
Did you have any certain influences for the visual components? Because obviously it just differs between like music and visual sort of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been obsessed for a while with like surrealism, and that kind of that whole movement. So I don't know, you know, just all that trippy, weird kind of shit. Yeah. So,
you're right. we're getting to seven. It's okay.
yeah. I guess surrealism and just generally kind of left field weird stuff. I like the weird things.
Yeah, because they reminded me a lot, because I just did my final cinema subject for uni.
Okay.
And then we did a lot of like that, because we did like sort of, it was a histories of film theory. So did a lot of those weird ass ones where you're just like, what the hell is going on here? And some of them reminded me of the videos.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Photogenie we did, and that, I mean, I hated that theory, but like the visuals was like, it's like weird, but it's not bad, like, because some people hated it, but I was like, I don't hate it, I just don't get it, and I want to understand it, but it kind of reminded
like
me.
It's like Dada, that kind of movement as well, where it's like the whole point was that there is no point, really, you know?
Yeah.
It's just art for art's sake kind of
thing. Yeah,
it's just
totally.
Weird. Whatever comes to your head, just making it into reality, you know?
Yeah, I think that's why I didn't like the photogeny, because the guy that invented it was also the guy that made all the films for it. So I was like, okay, so you've just made up your own theory based off what you made.
Yeah.
But now it's become major history in
now
film.
It's the whole thing. Exactly. That's it.
So look at him go. But in terms of the musical influence, because you've got a sound to me that sounds like, it's like a collage of all these different Australian bands in particular, like, and I was just wondering where you got, if you did get any musical influence from any bands.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you take in a lot of the music you're consuming and you're kind of inspired by. I think living in Melbourne, I've been here for like 7 years or so, and that definitely took my music and all my kind of creative outlets on this kind of journey, as you're taking in the city and you're taking in kind of, Melbourne's got such a kind of deep well of epic music and art and stuff. So, yeah, it's hard to say specifically, especially just with this project, because of the way I was writing it and stuff, was like just kind of without an idea of it being a band. Or, like, you know,
totally.
A lot of the time you've got a band and you're like, all right, well, it's this kind of band. So, like, we've got these kind of guidelines that we're going
to stick to. Yeah.
To some extent, you know, and you kind of might veer out, but you're gonna kind of contain yourself within that so that it's something that can be defined.
Yeah.
But I think now that after getting the band together and now we kind of have that, but at the time when I was writing it, it was just kind of pretty kind of free and open to just do what I, you know, like put in a disco beat there or whatever, you know, like just whatever.
Yeah. And the lyrics, I suppose, they seem very much like a product of the world we are in. Is that sort of what you would say it is, or like, because they're very political in a way, which I'm always a fan of. But
yeah. Well, it's similar again, where it was like, I feel like maybe it wasn't kind of intentionally political, but it's like inherently political, and making music or making some kind of public thing is always, I think, especially in this day and age where it's like with like political incorrectness and all this thing, like language is politics in a lot of ways. So a lot of what you're, I find it really hard personally to like write without bringing those kind of things in.
Yeah.
Like I really envy, but when I hear like people who write a really nice love song or something that's just like simple and succinct and hits the point, you know, and because I just can't write. Whenever I go to write something, it's always like, you know, this person's going in. Fucked up. The Catholic Church is cooked, you know, like the Catholic Church is cancelled. Cardinal Pell's, I don't know. Just kind of consuming the Facebook scroll, you know, the feed. Yeah. As well as, like, my internal kind of, like...
Got to get it out.
Yeah, you know, like, all this kind of guilt that you hold as, like, a white person living in a colonial country and all these kind of things that are very, I guess, personal, but at the same time universal, because a lot of us are feeling those things and trying to come to terms with those things, as well as, like, using your position... you know, that you've got that kind of privileged position to, like, that people are going to listen to what you're saying. So I feel like it's important to use that in, like, a positive way that's, I don't know. You know, so I think it's important to pick a side, like.
Yeah, because you could just totally ignore it or run with it and people respect you for it. And maybe. I do, so. and obviously you've had two tours this year so far, and you've got one coming up too, a launch at Yaya's, which is always a fun venue.
Mm-hmm.
You keen for that?
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah. We're really excited. We've got, like, a bunch of really good friends on for the hometown show, so it's going to be a good old, you know, I don't know, good time.
Good darn time.
It's going to be a good darn time. It's going to be a whole down. Really excited for the tour as well. I'm just mostly excited because we're playing with heaps of really bands that I really love. And, can't wait to get back out there and see all those guys.
Yeah, because you obviously chose them because you run this stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
So some people don't get to choose them, but they still like them. But it's always nice when they're like, yeah, I chose them because you got to get the good people out there.
Yeah, it's nice. We got lucky with the Queensland leg of the tour. We were jumping on with Bench Press.
Yeah.
Who are another local band that I'm sure most people have heard of that we really love. And their first album was on the record player at mine and Jack's place for like a long time when it first came out. So we were super excited to get on that with those guys.
Yeah, they've got some good lineups lately. Me and Beck have been sussing.
They're launching an album soon as well. So make sure you go to that launch.
Look out for Bench Press too, people, in Melbourne.
Totally.
And we're going to play the track Paradise. Is there anything you would like to say about that track in particular?
That track is kind of a bit of an ode to the overdevelopment of rural communities. I wrote that after I went back to my hometown in central Queensland after not being there for many years. And there was, like, they'd built this massive big, like, golf course country club, like, 20,000 houses, like, big, like, pop-up suburb kind of vibe. And it's just completely abandoned. And it's just, like, all overgrown and, like, tumbleweeds, basically. So, anyway, I was driving past there and it's called, like, Paradise something. And my grandma was like...
That sounds like it's out of a movie.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It was spinning me out. That's the next video clip that's going to come out. I shot it up there, that abandoned thing. But, yeah, we were driving past and grandma was like, more like Paradise Lost. And I was like, that's fucking genius, grandma.
And also something a grandma would say.
I credited her on the album, don't worry. That's that.
Great. Well, we'll give it a spin. Thank you for chatting.
Yeah, no worries.